This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested and tried Ibrahim alayhi salam with commandments. And he fulfilled all of them. Ibn Asakir reports the following. يقول مبتلي أحد بهذا الدين فأتمه على وجهه فأتمه أو قام به كله إلا إبراهيم. No one was tested or tried with this religion and was able to fulfill it completely, fully, go above and beyond, except Ibrahim عليه السلام. And for that Allah عز وجل granted him imamah, leadership. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him as his khalil, his most beloved. The only other person that we know for sure also was able to fulfill that was our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For he said, Allah azza wa jalla has taken me as his most beloved as he took Ibrahim alayhi salam as his most beloved. And no one was more committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilled all of his obligations and duties and commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilled his covenant with Allah after Ibrahim alayhi salam, except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as the followers and the trustees of this great religion of Ibrahim and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that the only ones who have legitimate claim to Ibrahim are those who truly followed him. Not those who claim to follow him or be his descendants, but rather those who follow him in fulfilling their commandments or fulfilling their covenant with Allah Azza wa Jal and obeying Allah's commandments unconditionally. They don't pick and choose. They do not believe in some of the book and reject other parts. They don't do that. So the only ones Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran who have legitimate claim to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the only ones who are Abrahamic are those who truly followed him. وَهَذَا النَّبِيِّ and this Prophet, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and those who believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we hope to be of these people. So what are some of the commandments and the covenant between Allah and Ibrahim alayhi salam and the prophets and the messengers? First of all, there is that general covenant between Allah azza wa jal and his creation, especially human beings. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a commitment from us, long time ago, even way before we came into existence, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought everyone who's going to come out of Adam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, this is pre-existence. Who is your Lord? And we all acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be our Lord. We're all born with that innate inclination and attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people maintain that and pursue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their Lord. Others look for other lords and their orientation is changed. So the first commitment or the first covenant between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence and that He is our Lord. And we must fulfill that. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Have I not, O sons or children of Adam, have I not taken a covenant from you that you do not worship the devil, Iblis, and that he is your clear enemy? Have I not told you that? And the answer is what? Yes, obviously. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that many human beings actually follow shaitan, and some even go as far as worshiping him. And if you wonder how some people still pull some very crazy stunts, you know they're getting services from the shaitan that they worship through these very shady orders that they belong to. Otherwise, how do you explain them being able to pull some of these tricks and crazy stunts and maintain the status that they have as celebrities? Right? Just for those who are skeptical, shaitan exists, and there are people who get services from him, wal'ayadu billah, and there are people who even go as far as worshiping him and siding with him. I heard it with my own ears from someone who said, well, I sympathize with, he sympathizes with Iblis. He can understand. Wal'ayadu billah. This is how far Iblis went. Right? He managed to get some human beings to worship him and follow him. Some obey him, some may not worship him, but some obey him. It's, for him, it's as good as worshiping him. Some fall for the same tricks over and over again. Some do things that Iblis will tell them to do. Sometimes by proxy, not necessarily directly. He's not going to come to you and just in his original form and tell you, hey, you should be impressed by me and listen to me. Iblis said that I will make them change your creation. And many people want to change the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, claiming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a mistake, explicitly or implicitly. When someone wants to change what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them into, what is that other than changing the creation of Allah? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us long time ago that Iblis said, I will make them change your creation. I will make them unsatisfied with what you decreed. Just for us to be careful. So Allah on the day of judgment will say, have I not, O human beings, have I not given you a covenant and a commandment not to obey or worship shaitan? أَلَمْ أَحَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ. And we Muslims, followers of Ibrahim and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true, legitimate followers of Ibrahim and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should find inspiration in their examples. In the example of Ibrahim, Allah Azza wa Jal praised him and said, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. In Ibrahim who fulfilled all of his commitments and covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have other covenants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted us with as Muslims, such as following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the letter, to the best of our ability. If Allah Azza wa Jal took covenant from Ibrahim and the prophets before him and after him, that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was to come while they're alive, that they would follow him, them and their followers. And every prophet gave that commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every prophet pledged to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before he came to this life. They all did. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the very known, well-known ayah in which every prophet committed. And eventually the one prophet who's going to exemplify that will be Isa ibn Maryam. And we'll talk about that later. So part of that, if Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam would follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is his greatest grandson alayhi salam, then we should, as people who are inspired by that example, follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and be committed to his sunnah. That is part of the covenant between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of the covenant that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should fulfill, and Ibrahim was again an example in fulfilling that covenant, was that of the rahim. What is a rahim? The womb. Allah Azza wa Jal called the womb when he created it. And he said to the womb came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, هَذَا مَقَامُ الْعَائِذِ بِكَ مِنَ الْقَطِيعَةِ. The womb sought refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being cut off, from being disrespected, from being desecrated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the womb, would you be satisfied if I keep ties and connection with those who maintain your ties and show respect to you? And I will cut off those who disrespect you and cut off your ties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those people who keep the ties of the womb. That is the tie of your kinships and your relatives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns those who cut off the ties of their kinship and the tie of the womb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them fasiqeen. They are sinners and wrongdoers. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was a great example in keeping ties of his kinship alayhi salam. That's another covenant between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many other covenants. I will conclude with one more just because we're out of time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a commitment between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Real quick before I go to this one last, as a community, there are some of these covenants apply to us as individuals, and some of these, you know, commitments that we make to Allah apply to us communally, collectively, as a community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best community that was brought up for mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. All of that, these are the tenets, these are the articles, these are the clauses of that commitment or covenant between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Muslims, if we breach them, we fail ourselves, and Allah will cut us off. If we fulfill them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his promise to us. So if we wonder why, as a community, we continue to suffer, if you're looking at the plight of the ummah and you're wondering, where is this coming from? Look into these covenants and commitments and commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us, and see whether we're fulfilling them or not. The last one that I wanted to highlight and emphasize was as-salah. As-salah. It was the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wasiyah of Allah azza wa jal, and his prophet, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on his last day, in his last breaths, he was saying, as-salah, 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 as-salah. Emphasizing salah. And the Prophet says, al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum, al-ahd. الَّذِي بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. Salah is between us and them. That's what separates us from them. So holding on to salah, at least our 5 daily prayers. And the month of Ramadan comes and we experience this very transformative energy that makes us all commit. So let's master this, internalize it, and commit to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you and I to be of those who fulfill their covenant and their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reunite us with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid.